the action to provide emergency loans to the U.S. auto industry announced this morning by the president will provide a bridge to the future for the industry and for millions of working families and communities across America. It gives the industry breathing room to cope with the global financial crisis and take the restructuring steps essential to return to economic health. It also avoids an unnecessary blow to our reeling economy and provides a shot in the arm to our nation's manufacturing sector. The current crisis facing our domestic auto industry was brought on by factors beyond its control. Automakers around the world are facing similar challenges, and from Asia to Europe to Latin America, foreign governments have stepped up to keep their automakers from failing. Today's action appropriately rejects the notion of bankruptcy. In addition to the specific actions listed under the restructuring plan, the White House documents list additional subjects which the companies are to use their best efforts to achieve. The president was wise to set those restructuring targets as non-binding goals, which are subject to negotiations and which the negotiators can deviate from. The daunting challenge of restructuring the U.S. auto industry to achieve a plan for financial viability will require sacrifices by all of the stakeholders in this process in the next 3 months. Now it's up to President-elect Obama to carry forward the plans for the support and recovery of our domestic auto industry. They need to negotiate the deal between themselves, their suppliers, their union, their dealers. Everyone's going to have to participate here, and it was wise not to impose any binding terms the way the Republicans, the leadership in the Senate tried to do. It was left flexible. They have goals, which are set up here, as to what some of the participants should achieve. But those are very specifically stated to be goals and targets. They are not binding. They can be deviated from with an explanation as to why there is that deviation. And the president himself this morning very explicitly said in his statement at the White House that the terms and conditions are non-binding and can be deviated from. So the negotiations between the various stakeholders and participants need to get underway promptly. They've got to work out a restructuring plan which they can satisfy the next administration will lead to financial viability.